Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schus. Rabbi Maroni Morasi, and for Tamar Baslam Miriam. This is in the Torah Kedosha. Uvas ish kvamen ki tocha liznos. Esavihi machalelos beish tisarev. A daughter of a Kohen who's Mizane. So she's violating her father. And she has a din sreifa. V'gon maratz mehalberstadt. And the Sefer HaTeres Tzvi and Afnun asks how we can be done a bas kohen shem zinsa b'sreifa. How do we judge a daughter of a kohen who's mizane? Why do we give her a chiyuv sreifa? Tosis writes in Chulin 11b. And that it says in the skull and shenasarav nisrafi yudim skila akala v'ayopagav drov nisrafi ninu, that if people are chayiv skila get mixed in with people who are chayiv sreifa, you don't know who's who, so they get the lighter skila. According to the opinion, skila is lighter, even though it's rov nisraf. In fact, the rivam, why don't we go after the rov, and they should all get sreifa? And he answered, Rabbeinu Tam answers, that since Miman of Shach is killed, then Bezuhu Misu Nera Glaz Nina Basa Ruba, as far as which Misa he gets, we don't go after the robe. So according to this, the Kasha is, how are we done? How do we judge? Bas Kohen Shizin Subisrefa, maybe it's not her father. And if it's not her father, she's not a Bas Kohen. And if it's not a Bas Kohen, she's Chayvis Bechenek, Bukabas Yisrael. And now you're going to tell me, go after the robe, robe Vilos Achar Abal, and therefore we can assume she is a Kohen? The answer is, but here, Miman of Shach is being killed. Anyway, she's being killed. So she's getting chenek like a Bas Yisrael. So when it comes to the which Misa you get, we don't go after the Rav. So here, why don't we go after the Miyut and give her the lighter punishment of chenek and not give her Sreifa, because maybe her father is not her father. Either it's a Rav, it is her father. But we don't follow Ravs when it comes to which type of Misa. She's getting Misa anyway, so why don't we give her the lighter Misa of chenek? That's the kasha of the Sefer Ateres Tzvi. And the Sefer Chedushei Torah, the Rabbi Teitelbaum Shlita, he answers as follows, that the Gemara says in Chulin 11b that we learn Roiv Mimaka Oviv V'imoy. Somebody strikes his parents, he gets a chi of Misa if he injures them. And the raya, there's a raya that we follow Rov. Why? Because maybe it's not his father. How do you know it's his father? When he struck this guy, how do you know it's really his father? Well, the answer is Zilba Saruba. We follow the Rov. And Rov Vilo Sachar Abal. Usually when a woman's pregnant, so it's best to assume it's her husband. Rov Vilo Sachar Abal. If she was Mizane, but the Rov times she's with her husband. So Mimela, the din is that we're Mechayiv someone Misa if he strikes his parent. Now maybe it's not because of Rov. Maybe they were pushed in jail and his mother had no other opportunity. There are no other men around. That's how you know it's his father. That's just the Gemara. No. So maybe something still did happen. Something sketchy happened. And the Mimela, she was with someone else other than her husband. There's such a chshash. And yet we still follow the Rov. So you see from here, you can follow a Rov. And we say Rov Vila Sachar Abba. So Fractaisa, this is Lom Mishum Dazlina Basar Chazaka. No. Maybe it's because we're following the Chazaka. What's the Chazaka? Ha-meirim b'cheskes tzadekes. We're mamed the mother b'cheskes tzadekes. And there, that's why we assume the father is the father. Not because Rov Bila Sachar Abal, but because of b'cheskes tzadekes. That's Tosis Kasha. Answers the Maharsha. No. You can't say the Chazaka, she's a tzadekes, because maybe she was raped. And therefore, even if she was a tzaddikus, but maybe it's not her father. So the chesed tzaddikus doesn't help to establish him as the absolute father because maybe there was an onus. Tzlach writes 11b, Dibor Maschel Lechosh and Chulin, that Dafka here were choshish for Nansa, because in Eishis Yisrael, Shenansa Muteris Labailo, Vaishis Kain, that if Nansa is Surah Labailo, we're not choshish Shem and Nansa, because Vadei Nansa loisa darim baila Kain. If she was raped, she wouldn't have lived with her husband, the Kain, because she's a Surah to him. And instead, we're mamming her Becheskas Kashris, Gamlin and Deloy Nansa. Since her husband lives with her, so we're not choshish for onus. We say that she's a cheskes tzadekes, that she wouldn't have been she would not have been she would not have continued living with her husband had she been raped, because Aisha's coin is raped. Has to, is not allowed to be with her husband anymore. So when it comes to an Aishas Kohen, since if she's raped, she's not allowed to live with her husband, and you see she's still living with her husband, so we establish her Becheskes Tzadekes. Whereas when it comes to a regular woman, so there, we say that the Becheskes Tzadekes doesn't help, because maybe she was an Aneses. And if you can't say Becheskes Tzadekes, then why do you assume the father is the father? Because of Rov Bilas Echer Abal. So it emerges that the Bas Kohen is judged for Sreifa is because of Rov and Chazaka, a Rov Bilas Echer Abal, and a Cheskes Tzadekes. Because an Eishes Kohen Vada Inansa, because an Eishes Kohen, had she been raped, she would not have continued living with her husband, the Kohen, because she's a surah to him. And Tosfos says, Chulin 86b, that when there's a rov and a chazaka, the miut is a miuta de miuta. So here we have a chazaka, chetzkes sadekes. We have a rov bilas echer abal, so that anything else happened, that it's another father, it's miyuta to miyuta. So according to this, for enfer the kasha of the Maharat Halberstadt, how do you judge a bas kohen she's in tzipis reifa? I'm a misa lisa lozlin abas aruba. Because now the Taisa says misa lisa lozlin abas aruba, when it comes from death, you don't follow the rov. To give one type of misa over another, that's only if it's one rov. But here by bas kohen, you have a rov and a chazaka. Rov and Chazaka, you can file the Rov, and Mamela she gets Sreifa al to Bas Kohen, al to bona fide genuine Bas Kohen. However, Lachaira, you could be question this, because that Chazaka comes mikoch the Rov, because the Chazaka of the mother that she's a Tzadekes is because we're Mamed Yisrael, Cheskes Kashrus. And the Pnei Yeshua says in Gittin 17a, the reason we're Mamed Yisrael Cheskes Kashrus is because most Jews are kosher. So since this Chazak is Mikoach Rov, it's not a Rov and a Chazak anymore. Because the whole Chazak of Cheskes Kashrus is only out to Rov. So you lost your Ruba and your Chazaka. We wanted to say there's a Rov. And a chazaka, cheskes kashrus and rov bilas echer abal. But now we see the cheskes kashrus is only the time that rov yisrael kasherim. So it's not a rov and a chazaka anymore. However, in Avodah Zarah 34b, it says that two rovs is miut, a miut is commuted to miuta. And even according to Rav Meir, it's choshesh le miuta, miuta miuta is not choshesh. Ayin ran, chun samachim abes. According to this, we can say that even though b'stam we say that rov is a safek, like we see in Shitun Mekubetzis, vavam abes. However, Tshrei Rube, we can say, is not considered a suffix, Rav is Vadai, because Miyut is commute to Mutum, and Achoshish. And now, even though we say normally, Misi Mislo Zinabas Aruba, that's because Rav still remains a suffix. It's Rav, but it blabs a suffix. And since Mamanavshach, the person is getting Misi's base, and we don't follow the Rav Mashenkin, where there are two Ravs, That's already considered a vadai, and therefore mimisa and misa, we also go up to the rove, and for the kash of Maratz Halberstadt, that we file the rove by Bas Cohen, who's Mizana, Laduna Bisrefa, even though B'chol Torah Kula Misa Misa, we don't go up to the rove, here it's different, because here we have two roves, rove Bilo Sachar Baal, another rove Yisrael Ksherim, and we're Mamed the mother, B'chez the Sadeka. Since we have two roves, it's not a suffix, and therefore we can file the rove, even Misa La Misa. And she gets Sreifa, and you don't follow, you don't, it's not like a regular rove, where you don't go Mimisa Lemisa because of a rove. That's only when there's one rove, because that still blibes a suffix. But if there are two roves, there's no suffix, and therefore we can follow the rove. So either the reason by Bas Cohen, she gets Sreifa because you know it's her father, because she is a, because of Chazaka and rove, Cheskas Sadekas and rove Bila Sachar Abal, or two roves, because the Cheskas Sadekas is Mikoch. That most Jews are kosher, and two roves is enough that you don't have to be kosher for the miyud, and therefore the father is definitely the father. She's definitely a bas kohen, and you can give her sreifa. Okay, obviously there's a lot more to talk about, but this was definitely a nice pilpul, and Amir Tashem, Blina, the Machzor, and Nishna, Perek, Zeh, Shalom, Shalom.